Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. All I wanted to be was an uncommon man. In my whole life, I was not that. Much worse than that. I know what it takes to be a combat soldier, and I used to look for courage. I thought courage was a man who won the Medal of Honor. It is. But courage is a man who's willing to put those boots on every single day of his life to go out there and fight for this country where nobody even knows what the hell they're doing or where the hell they're at.
There is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!
If you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're going to get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin.
And you are either going to evolve or expire. You are either dying or you are either living.
Stop depending on other people. Stop waiting for someone to change your life. You have to change your life. Well, I haven't worked this hard to not do what I truly want. Like, I haven't got this far by being someone else. I've got this far by being true to myself.
You've got your own damn malevolence and ignorance, right? All coming at you, plus the incredible, complicated, indeterminate potential of the future. That's all coming at you, and it's all your responsibility. And you can cringe away from it and be afraid of it and be victimized by it and be bitter and cynical about it. And no wonder, because it can be painful. Or you can turn around and you can say, man, bring it on.
The 10 words that will ruin your life are what will other people say and what will other people think. So whoever you are, wherever you are, do you.
One of the most important potents to anything that you want out of success is discipline. That means no excuses. That means no laying around. That means all of this I can or I cannot do or I won't do or I don't know how to do it. We're going to show you how to figure it out. But it starts with you. Discipline. Discipline yourself. Stop making excuses. Stop saying, I don't like to get up in the morning. At least you got up. Stop saying what you can't do and start doing the right things to get what you need to do right. That means get up and focus on what's going to make you a better individual all across the board.
It's not going to work unless I change. And nothing changes in my life until I change.
How can you ever change yourself? You think that you're a Gandhi, but
But how can you be a Gandhi if you won't like look at yourself and change yourself, right? The only way you can become good or kind of overcome some of these qualities is by looking at it, seeing the reality, and then confronting it and then trying to change it.
Who the hell are you? You know, you think you're a miracle of some bloody bizarre sort. We've been around for 3.5 billion years. You know, every single one of your relatives propagated successfully. And here you are, against all possible odds, in this world of hell in some sense, and bitterness and tyranny and malevolence. And yet God only knows what's inside you, this capacity for consciousness, the capacity to confront potential and to turn it into something good.
You know better, but you're not doing better. That's some scary shit for you to decide. Here's limitations, but I'm so used to doing wrong and being dysfunctional. I know better, but I don't want to do better.
Without that work ethic, you know, greatness cannot be achieved. You know, anytime I hit a big shot, I mean, you know, everyone would be so surprised and just like, wow, I would be surprised if I didn't make it. You know, I put the work into this, like, every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. And then I'll do it again.
There's a million excuses I could make to rationalize not getting up early, doing the ice bath, and going for a run. But there comes a time when all these potential excuses turn into fuel that motivates you to keep going. When I wake up in the morning and I look out the window and see that it's pouring rain, I don't question if I'll be out there running. I just get excited at the fact that I'll be out there, and I wonder what it's gonna feel like to face that discomfort and overcome it.
Some people are gonna call you a loser. Some people are gonna make fun of you for failing. Some people are going to count you out. Call you weak. Say you will never amount to anything. What you gonna do? Are you gonna prove them right? Or are you gonna prove them wrong?
See how good we could make things. And maybe that would be the purpose of your damn life, right? So I learned, because I looked at dark things, that I learned that the light was more powerful than the darkness as far as that I was concerned, and that people were capable, each of us, of remarkable things. And that we need to know that that's what we are. We're this consciousness that confronts potential with all its catastrophe. That's what we are.
Success isn't about greatness. It's about consistency. No one's born great. Greatness is something that is earned through consistency. If you show up day after day and work hard, if you give your full effort, if you leave nothing on the table, then greatness and success will come.
What it really comes down to is people just don't want it bad enough. Because I've seen countless examples of people that will say they don't have time, that say they don't know how, but when something becomes important enough for them, they figure it out.
One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is, what's next is always better.
I want to be up than anybody in the world wants me to be down. And it's all about, well, like I said before, self-belief. My whole success is from belief. Something I can feel, but not actually see.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.